Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Now, that is what we call testifying to Him. And when we testify, we glorify Him. We glorify Him in the truth of His doings, in the love also of His mercy, and in the goodness of His righteousness. We speak with regards to Him, and in the assembly and the hearing of all, without any form of embarrassment.
Yeah.
Give us a shout. Let's hear what you say. 012-333-8699. 012-333-8699. Jackie M. from the Val in Sibukeng says, good day, Ntate Lehodi, and our wonderful guests and all Radio Pulpit listeners. Testimony is not only the things that we say. The way we live our lives is a testimony to unbelievers as well. We must be careful not to lie and exaggerate about things. Don't make it about yourself by bragging and glorifying ourselves, but always glorify the one King above all, Jesus, he says. And many, when testifying, used to say, I made, I'm great, I'm blessed. Yet they sing praises to themselves and leave the Master King behind. Number one, Psalms 22, verses 22. I will praise you to all my brothers. I will stand up before the congregation and testify of the wonderful things you have done. Number two, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 12. For our boast is this, the testimony of our conscience, that we are behaved in the world with simplicity and godly sincerity, not with earthly wisdom, but with the grace, or but by the grace of God, and supremely so towards you. That is Jackie Mofokeng there. Beautiful, beautiful rendition there of the truth. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Hello there, hi.
Hi, Jumela, Ntate Lehodi.
Danki papa.
Nika emrena waka.
Revanu, Ntate waka, Revanu.
Jesu, kiki khos mrena.
Kimrena, mrena waka.
Kimrena, all right, mrena waka. Ngibulisa futhi ninceku lapho umfundisi kaDebe. Your brother KD Dominic.
How's it going?
Hallelujah.
Topic imnandi ngempela, man.
Hey, my bongwe inkosi.
Our testimonies. I think as believers, our testimony is that we must become peacemakers first. Ngoba manje, we are united with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Absolutely.
And the peace of Jesus Christ is ruling in our hearts.
Yeah.
It must rule the way.
Yes.
Konke sikwenzayo makungabi namahlazo. Futhi ngemilomo yethu masakhe singabhidlizi.
Ngempela.
Masazi ukuthi our salvation azange sayithola ngobungcono bethu. Kepha sakuthola konke lokho ngomusa kaJesu Christ.
Yeah.
umntwana umntwana athi ka mohao ka re
ka nnete ndadi waka ka nnete
yamrena ngoba uJesu wanikela ngempilo yakhe wafela zona zeze lonke and nothing must separate us from the love of God.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Kufanele sidlulise lo mlayezo kwabanye abangakatholi lo musa esawuthola thina. And our defense against direct attacks by the devil is to speak God's word.
Yes.
Our testimonies was good news to us. So let us pass our testimonies to all. Let us pass the good news. And we must pray to God to help the lost shepherds, to come to Jesus Christ and their eyes be opened to the truth that will set them free. And that truth is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the King of Kings. To God be the glory.
All the time. May the Father bless you so much, Baba. And
the Father,
strengthen
the Father
you.
Bless you too, my brother and your family.
Nawe kubenjalo, man. Kubenjalo kakhulu.
Ngibonga kakhulu. To God be the glory, my brother.
All the time, sir. All the time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Awuzeke. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. And 012-334-1322. And Colleen says, hi, pastors. I love Psalm 19. It declares him so much. Colleen, you know what? I wish you could send a voice note. Read it and declare it. Let millions and millions of people hear you. Read it and declare it. You know? Beautiful. Read it and declare it. Ungasabi. Thina siyokufundela, but I would love that you also do that. Read it and declare it. Sizwe ukuthi, you know, lokuvutha loku kungaphakathi kwakho loku. Sikuzwe nathi, we partake also in that which is happening within you. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. I wonder, Colleen, if people know about the firmament. This is what we call isibhakabhaka. The firmament. And it says, day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There's no speech, no language, where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from the end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eye. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord are true, righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. Yes, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there's a great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and redeemer. How beautiful that is.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit. Download the Bible to your cell phone. Read Word for Today. And you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za. Especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
All right then, the time has just gone on to 14 minutes over the hour 6. You can talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And it is the issue of testimony, what it is even all about. Much of the times how we had gone on to actually overlook the power of testimony. You know, it's amazing. Jeremiah chapter 51 verses 10, Jablani. It says, the Lord has revealed our righteousness. Come and let us declare in Zion the work of the Lord our God. Ezekiel 33 verses 7. So you, son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore, you shall hear a word from my mouth and warn them for me. Testimony is also when you hear from the Father and give warnings to the people as the Father says. Which means even those who are preaching, warning, instructing, they are also giving testimony to the Father. Hey, Bagiti. And then, of course, also, Ezekiel 40, verses 4. And the man said to me, son of man, look with your eyes and hear with your ears and fix your mind on everything I show you. For you were brought here so that I might show them to you. Declare to the house of Israel everything you see, everything that the Father makes us to see, we should declare this. And the Father is commanding us, and this is also a manner of testimony. Jabu!
Indeed, indeed, my friend. You know, there is no greater testimony than that.
Mm.
We declare that which the Lord has shown us.
Yes.
That which the Lord has revealed to us.
Yes,
that which the Lord has instructed us.
Yeah.
There is testimony. That is why, you know, it depends on God. There is someone who said, the testimony should not be about us, but be about God. It should focus on God. And I agree with them, really. They are very true. Because God speaks his word, which is powerful.
Yeah.
And therefore, he also reveals it to us,
yes.
You know, to send it forth. Testifying. As I was also quoting Matthew 24, that, you know, testimony is the gospel of the kingdom of God, being declared to all nations. So that the glory of the Lord may be revealed to everyone.
Hold it there. So that the glory of the Lord may be revealed to everyone. Let's take a call in interruption. Hello there, sir. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor. How are you?
Riteng le kae.
How are you?
Danki. Welcome.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, I like the topic.
Glory to the Father.
Yes. Isaiah 53, verse 5.
Yeah.
But he was pierced for our transgression. And he was crushed for our iniquities.
Yes.
The punishment that brought his peace was upon him. And by his wounds we are healed.
Yes.
That's the testimony.
Yeah. Sure, absolutely. That is the testimony. Absolutely. Thank you so much. We really appreciate.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor Ray.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. Right. Jabu.
Yes, my friend. Yes. Thank you very much.
So
I was still saying that, you know, is really obeying God about that which he has revealed and he has instructed us, of which, you know, it's his gospel to send it forth to the nations. So that's why it's easy for us to testify. It's just to tell the people how good is God, how wonderful is God. And I've made it simple at first when I said, you have to know the Lord first, otherwise you will not have any testimony.
Yeah.
Because that is where it begins.
Yes.
Even every one of us, you, my friend Sipho, and also the listeners, we can agree that, you know, we can tell that God is good because we have seen him in
absolutely,
our life.
Absolutely, absolutely.
There is something that he has done for me that makes me to speak about him to others.
Yes.
That is testimony. There is testimony. Exactly as we're making an example about Ezekiel, when he showed him things and said, tell these people.
Yeah.
You know. So it was easy for Ezekiel because he was speaking about the God that has revealed himself to him. So every one of us also, God has revealed to us one way or the other. Maybe you were once sick and you were healed. Maybe you were once in lack and God provided for you. Maybe you were once like swimming in sins, but you were forgiven. You know, there might be many things that really the Lord has shown himself in your life. And that is testimony. There is testimony. As you declare that, as you show forth the greatness and the goodness of the Lord, you know, the power of God touches, the very power that you experience, people also experience it because there is power in your testimony as the Lord has revealed himself in you. So let us cheer up and be encouraged to testify and declare the praises and the greatness of God on the earth.
Let us do that. Exactly. Let us do that. Send us your calls. Let's hear what you say on this. 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322.
As easy as the touch of a button. The Message of Life on 657 AM.
Let's listen to Lillian Mukwerane.
Oh yes, Pastor. There's nobody else like my God. There's nobody else like my Jesus.
Yes.
Now morning I wear my metro. Welcome, Rena Jesus.
Yeah, man.
Pastor, what is Psalms 40? Kana kalibella, Jehovah kahutia. I sika miseta huna. A utra hujumaila haka. A nyula sikoting sa chinyo. Litibi tibi nya direct. A bear lo to la kalifiking, a tisa me hatoyaka. Mulomongwaka, a bear sefila sesicha, the tokota mujimwarona. Babangata, but labona ho, but habe, meva tepe, Jehovah. Amen.
Amen.
Ah, I'm one of the pastor.
Yeah.
It is a testimony on its own on my life.
Hmm.
My whole life. Yes, and the salam pepi. Pilombaka kaofela nyalon lak. Kambona nketsa mihlolo pastori. Kambona tsama ya lena santlo heli. Ha ke lla ke renga nketsa so se beti zwa ke bula ke bina this new color from lomongwa ka ka mihlali matsatsi ke re. And that is the reason why I sing and I shout. Cause Jesus came down. And he lifted me up, oh, he lifted me up from the deep muddy clay. And he planted my feet on the King's highway. And that is the reason why I sing and I shout, cause Jesus came down. And he lifted me up. Oh, yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, Pastor Ray.
Yes, ma'am.
A testimony on its own.
Yep.
In my life, in my marriage. Yeah. I do like 10 years now. After 10 years, I'm
pregnant.
I'm sure you feel like I travel like for 10 to 15 years, but the whole of 40 years.
Yeah.
Yes. That is why I can testimony. I can tell you. I can even write the books. Can you be so like yes?
Yeah.
Ah, he's a good God. He's Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Shammah. I told her to. Ah, ke amrata tse ke amrata ma. E ke amrata. Ya wa di etsa ntho tsa hae. It's a testimony on its own. Le ba khelone ba ka o jetsa. Le ba tse ba ntaba tsa ka ba ka o jetsa. Thank you, thank you.
Wow, thank you so much there. Lilian Mukhwerane, thank you very much. We really appreciate. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. And Radio Pulpit invites you to our standing community committee meetings where you as a listener can elect members to the community committee that will make input towards the programming and community involvement of Radio Pulpit. The dates of meetings are 16 February in Pretoria, 17 February in the East Rand, 23 February in the West Rand, that is Soweto. Please book your seat by sending an SMS with the word meeting to 37871 or send a WhatsApp 0826572729. You will receive a reply with details of the time and venue. That is how it goes. That is how it goes. All right. We're still taking your calls. Let's hear what you say. 012-333-8699. Talk to us directly there. Siguze ukuthi uthini ke wena in everything, you know, in everything. And of course, kukhona kwesinye isikhathi sipho nawe Jabu, that our testimony is also when we declare how we rely to the Father. And when we declare to Him, sitshela yena ukuthi simthembe kangakanani. That is also a testimony. I'm talking about something like, mara niyangizwa sipho, yangizwa nawe Jabu. So tshela yena. Uyayibona? Yeah. Angithi abanye batshelile. Mhlambe ngena ngapha iphuma. So tshela yena. Uyayibona? Umtshela yena ngokwakhe. Mathupha. Uyayibona?
Hey. Ufuna any middleman, but you can sell directly to the Father.
Kabobo. Nayi indaba. Uyenza kanje lalela.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new-look, easy-to-use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
Yabona into engiyikhulumayo Sipho nawe Jabu. Yiyo ke into engiyikhulumayo ke le. Yinto engiyikhulumayo. Utshela yena. Uyabona? Ene bese mawuqeda utshela nabantu. Ngendlela yokufanana ngokuthembeka nangokumthanda. Umtshela ubatshela kanje abantu ngiyidlala kancane ke le.
Ayibo.
You know
it.
Can I get some tavern?
You're at 657 AM, radio carrying 24 hours a day. The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You are with Radio Pulpit AM 657, your daily companion. My name is Ephraim. Would you like to know how you can reach more audience through various advertising platforms? Contact me on ephraim@radiopulpit.co.za for more information on our tailor-made budget-fitting options. Wishing you a successful and blessed year further.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
When you declare this, it's important that you know all the perspective of the ministry of testimony. It's a ministry in itself. And much of the times we tend not to look into this in the rightest of ways. We need to be looking into this in the rightest of ways. I see many people are responding to what I just read now. And of course, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Right. We are still taking your calls. Give us a shout. 012-333-8699. Now is the time you can give us your testimony. In the last quarter of the show, you can give us a testimony. Let us hear what you say. What is your testimony? You can testify. Keep it sweet and short, though. Or send your WhatsApp. Keep it sweet and short. Testify about how the Father has been good to you. How the Father has been good to you so far. You can testify. 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. Of course, you can send us a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. We can talk to us directly there. Sipo, let me bring this to you also, my friend. And, when we testify, we don't testify on our own, but it is the Spirit of the Father. In Acts chapter 1 verses 8 it says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the world, of the earth, sorry, to the end of the earth. Now, this implies that testimony is by the Spirit of the Father upon us. We need to be filled. You can't just be doing it.
You
will never be the same. It is by the Spirit of the Father. It's not by might nor by power. Our testimony is by the Spirit of the Father. Then we become witnesses to Him.
Amen.
Aish.
Hallelujah.
Sipo.
It is so true and so sad sometimes when they see one of the callers before, you were saying Papa and all this stuff. You remind me of all those innocent souls that have been taught errors and nonsense. Whenever you testify, you mention all the Papas and all what. Whereas it's not all about the Papas. It's all about the one who has done the work in you. Remember when they say we are God vessels used by God. And we cannot be the middleman or Gucci. I'll be the one mentioning all the time. No, it is only about Jesus Christ who has made well possible a millennium, and it is through His Spirit that dwelleth in me that will always testify. On public faith, we need not to prepare, but at that time the Spirit of God will give us alteration. Acts chapter 23, verse 11. But on the night immediately followed, the Lord stood at his side and said, take courage, for as have been solemnly witness to my cause at Jerusalem, as you must be my witness in Jerusalem. All this is the spirit of Paul, who
uNkulunkulu emvezele ukuthi ufakazile ngabe Jerusalem nase Rome la kumele uye khona. The same Spirit of God is in you and he let you testify about the greatness of God. Ukuthi kwenzeni uNkulunkulu eqale nawe khalimbala uvuleke inhliziyo ngengqondo yakho uqonde uJesu akwenzayo. So nathi empilweni tifundise siyamthimoya engcwele asilekele ekufakazeni kwethu. Singafundisi ukuthi la isontweni ufakaza uthi ngoba upapa uthe bese umaketha isonto lakho kha. Sikhuluma ngoJesu, sifakaza ngoJesu namandla akhe amvusile kwabafileyo esebenza phakathi kithi.
Hey madoda, hey madoda. Hey. We really need to become those people who are very much aware about the issue of the testimony and the testament. You know, it's important that we know this. And then we know how these things are going on, you know. Here's an issue. Here's another issue. Let me bring this to you, Jabu, of testimony. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 19, it says, we speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in our hearts to the Father. To the Father. When we speak to one another, it should be a testimony. When we sing songs with one another, it should be a testimony. Akufanele kube nje into yoku entertain. Ukuyabona lezi iculayo uthala bashaya into zabo lapha kuya entertain. It should be about the Father, uyabona. It should be about the Father and nothing less than that. It should be about his will. And I'll give it to you, Jabu. Just hold on. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Pastor Woman.
Mfundisi Woman.
Uyabona mabandeni mfundisi. Angeke ukuthi abantu bafuna ukufakaza lapho epolitiki. Manje ke lapho epolitiki lapho kunomthetho kambishop. Akumi umuntu lo ongase kumtakabani.
Ngiyakuzwa, kuzwa kahle.
Futhi kunendaba yesikhathi.
Yeah.
Futhi kunendaba ukuthi bishop uyazikhipha na. Noma ngizofakaza la ekuhlaleni la, akubi nomsizo senginkonzweni ngiyokuhlala, ngilalele izili kaNkulunkulu. Futhi nje, nana kuRadio Pulpit, ngizela kuRadio Pulpit la ngikhulume ngifakaze.
Yeah.
Ayibona inkinga lapho.
Ngempela, ngempela.
Manje uma uthi ngithi ngizofakaza ebunjeni, ngizowuma laphaya.
Bese bayakujikisa.
Lapha kuzohamba isikhathi eside, abantu baze baphume ngaleyo nkathi lezi. Manje kwakankonza kayivalwa. Manje kuyobalekisa abantu lokho pastor.
Kakhulu.
Nakumfundisa kuhambe sanokuthi kuma umuntu lo ongakhiphi izishume.
Hey. Ayi
zabona.
Kanimamba mfundisa mina. Hey madoda ya. Ya hey. Ama protocol lawa wasemasontweni. Hayi inkinga. Inkinga enkulu. We have talked about that. Jabu, let me bring this to you. You know, we speak to one another in psalms and hymns. Masikhuluma mina nawe, Jabu. You know, it should testify of the Father. You know, the spiritual songs, the melodies, all these in our hearts, it must be to the Father. It should be about that. What comes to mind, Jabu?
You know, my friend, I'm learning something that is new to me, you know, about our worship to the Lord, that It is a testimony. So it means now that teaches us that we must be careful when we sing to God and when we also we claim to be playing instruments to God that is really, you know, like is the glory of the Lord being declared, is the power of the Lord also being proclaimed as we sing, as we play those instruments. And you know, as according to Jared quoted in Ephesians 5:19, that singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves and making music to the Lord in your heart, you know. So also that teaches us that testimony, even though we declare it out, but it starts from within. So it means if my heart is empty, it's not full of the Spirit of God, it's not full of the Word of God, there is no testimony that will proceed out of my heart. So that is why even our music that we declare publicly, our heart should also be full of the Spirit, should be full of the Word of God, so that as we really open our mouths and sing in our voices, but it's a testimony that is unto God. That glorifies God, and also even people's lives are touched and changed because inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu iyabonakaliswa endumisweni yethu ekuhlabeleleni kwethu, you know, ekuhasheni uNkulunkulu kwethu nasekudlaleni zonke iy'nsimbi esizidlalayo. Instead of le nto esiyibonayo, so njengoba dusha ukuthi the musicians can be so entertaining, and of which you find out that it becomes just a waste of people's time. But let us learn to really understand that worship is a testimony that is directed unto God. And when it's directed to get God in this manner, people's lives are changed. People's lives are touched and souls are saved, you know, because He is glorified.
Absolutely. He is glorified. You know, it should be that. It should be that. Let me talk to my Aki there. To my Aki Michelle. Michelle says, Shalom, my brother Ray. What a great testimony of Yahshua HaMashiach, Messiah. It is Yahusha. And of course, he says, a high priest and advocate, the one who speaks on our behalf. When we do wrong or we sin, He sits at the right hand of Yahweh, which is Yahuwah. I am what I am today because of Yahusha HaMashiach. Shalom. Wow. Hello there. Hi.
Hello, Pastor Ray. Njani?
Siyaphila kunjani?
Siyaphila.
Welcome. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. Hey, ninabali ya kara imbela aku kifetule wena nir.
Yeah.
Hey. Ayimbela ako kitshetile wena hara mahlomulo hara ri tie
hara mahlomulo le di tie tsi mme waka
a tshepa mulimo a tlhela a hanela mulimo wakwe ivi vanhu va vona ku tshemba tikwembu ka yena ivi va hanyela maya yena ya ku tshemba tikwembu ya kota ku byela vanhu ku vumboni hi le biya ya ku tshemba tikwembu a mahlomulweni a ku tikeriweni i tshemba tikwembu hi vumboni.
Yeah, hi themba xikwembu loko mvula ina na loko mvula ingani.
Ana na hambi ku titimela hambi ku hisa hi themba xikwembu.
Aha.
Hi bya vutomi ivi van'wanyana va kota ku swi vona ku hi lebyi ya vumboni va nga vutisiwi va byi vona va byi twa. Alala Radio Pulpit ya Pitori.
Alala mama.
Ube.
Thank you. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say. Hello there. Hi.
Mfundisi wami.
Mfundisi.
Aye, tata.
Aye, Bishop.
Inkom.
Mm-hmm.
Oi, kodwa le title le ka Bishop inkulu.
Hey. Angithi yini makamu. Se banibiza bo Bishop vele. Bange sithini thina. Sesithulela.
Eh, nathi sihamba sethula phela ebantwini.
Hey, madoda.
Sesihamba uma ufika la kunabantu ufake nyane kokhololo nyana la entangeni la.
But Bishop. Ufake nale la jazz lakho la ma degree amaningi le lana.
Hayi mfundisi, abathi Bishop, abathi mfundisi uthi hey angise umfundisi sengigraduatile. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. As from now you must call me Bishop.
Bishop Doctor. Ayi gunzima.
Yabona. Mfundisi, I think somewhere, somehow, we as preachers, we are guilty. Because we don't teach people ukuthi bakhuluma ngobani uma bama phambili. Uma sikhulekela umuntu sivezo amandla wethu.
Yeah.
Ukuthi ngi umbona nje ufike la esontweni lami lo angasebenzi. Ngafika ngambeka ezandla se uyasebenza.
Sikayaphapha manje.
Ufike ufike la esontweni lami la. Angena nendlu ahlala emqashweni ngambekezandla. So ngoba wena ufike waziveza wena ukuthi wena uma ufika la esontweni lami ngokubeka izandla kuzwenzeka. So lo muntu lola akamazi uNkulunkulu, wazi wena ngoba uzibonise wena. So noma ama laphaya obvious azokhomba wena ngoba wazi wena, wena uzange umkhomba uNkulunkulu. So I think somewhere sine mistake esiyenzayo as preachers. Uzwa amaculo maculwa Hey, Babu Reyi, uye uyenzana, uye bamakamo, uye, uye. Sithule. Uyayithola kodwa lento lela. Ebandleni ukudlala abantu abangazani noNkulunkulu, but sithule ngoba banemali. Bame abantu bakhuluma into ingekho kwezwi, sithule ngoba uma banga uma singakhuluma bazohamba naleli saga lela. Kanti sesinalo ithikithi lokuya eMaputo nase-Cape Town kuma-holiday. You understand? So noma bangakhuluma yini akunandaba. Lokho nje. You understand? So we must teach. Ebandleni savangela. It's not bad ukuvangela. But let us teach. Uthi Jesu, emva kokuthi nibavangelini, nibafundise ukugcina.
Yeah.
Angithi sowufakazile. Bazibe kuNkulunkulu. Bayizwile itestimony ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyakwenza lokho. Then nibafundise ukugcina konke enginiyala ngakho. Then we are not teaching. Apha kuba protocol yebandla, wabona leli bandla lela siyenza kanje. Nomkhulu wami wayenza kanje. Wethola kereke yantate sawasawane.
Sayikhumbula.
Ibina ibanjalo.
Thank you so much. Blessings to you, Mruti. Amen. Amen. Wow, wow, wow. We really need to grow in this. And there's much knowledge. My Aki, Michelle.
Yeah. Shalom, Brother Ray.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see when I give him, brother.
Yes.
The testimony, go back.
Hmm.
Something this what in a brother. What's the monarchy?
Yes.
When my mom, she gave birth, mommy, Kanna, brother, it was not easy. Umele my mom was shown. You know, Uti, Peter, no Stefan, and the testifying Yahshua was here, Messiah. Sahamba naye. Oh, brother. I am speechless today. Na nka bua ka bopaki baka. Tsela ya tsamaile le nna. Ba batla ho ntsha. Training tse tsamaya ba nkela di Bible training.
Eish.
Tshopola ka 96 banka Bible engwe ya ba kentsa. Another Bible ka re. Yahshua says do not buy one sort, just buy two sort. Two sort will be enough for your battle. I miss a train, brother Ray. Koran something, it was not me. Inilibuholu bahai. But we are rasa, loyati. Brother Ray. Karitrene karikaye. Matrene aritziye, brother Ray, never gala wala se fulse. Karikaritrene kakutela mra, brother Ray. Kanti, kono monyusis. Mangshige park station, uyang bisa uti, brother. Ukhonza api. Brother Ray, abantu bafuna la sikhonza khona. Habafuni lo esihamba naye. Mina ngihambi nepathoni, brother Ray. Hayi, nagidimele muruti, brother Ray. There's one time bazalwane bangirejecta kaufela. Mamela. Mamela. Kitse, let every man get out from me. Men and women, I'm a relative, they know. Mina ngalala istrateni, brother Ray, I know ngangenela imoniya.
Yeah.
Mshaya wamakhaza. Brother Ray, ngalesikhathi lizolambila wazokuthi ulaphi ogezaphi. Brother Ray, maya go Hebrews chapter 11. A testimony. But they did not love their life. They refuse a freedom. Bakola or bashwe. ba apeswa matlalo a diphofolo. He bradari, heroes of faith. He? Ba jwa ke ditau, ba hlajwa ka di sort. He? They did not love their life. Namhlanje ungitshela ngamafutha mfundisi. Shame. Uzongitshela nge amanzi wemfundisi wakho. Uzongitshela ukuthi ibandla lakho linamandla. Amadimoni wonke kunabo pathone laphaya. Uthi Peter, silver, gold we don't have. Stand up and walk in the name of Yahshua wa Hamashiach Messiah. Umuntu wahamba wahamba.
Yeah.
Elijah wathi, "Kapula skeyana, 3.5 years. It happened like that." Oh. Yeah. Mabanini kilo is a Bible study somewhere. Ah, what a testimony, brother Ray. Also Revelation chapter 12, 18, brother Ray. It is verse 10. And I hear a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now have come the deliverance and the power and the range of our Elohim and the authority of his Messiah. For the accuser of our brothers who accused them before Elohim day and night has been thrown down." Hallelujah. 11. "And they overcome him because of the blood of the Lamb. And because of the words of their witnesses. And they did not love their life to death." Shalom. We need set apart spirit. Hallelujah. We need set apart spirit. Asakhuluma ngabo Holy Spirit uzobanceda brother. Shalom. Nkosi yakuthanda mfethu. Me Elohim angcinele wena. Yazi ngithi izanini first day of the week. He ngithi izanini the first day of the week. Hayi wena uyibiza Wednesday. Ah, you must repent, brother. Hey. Ha, hallelujah. Oh, zankosi.
The fourth day, yes, it's a Wednesday, by the way. And the first day is actually a Sunday. I hear you, Michelle. I hear you, Michelle. Stephanie. Okay.
All that's good may follow you all of your days. That the sun and the moon will smile on you and always light your way. And that you'll know in your heart what's right and what's wrong. Find the courage to be strong. And in the eye of the storm, have faith in the one. Thy will be done.
Can you believe that is actually a voice note? I'm not even playing a CD. It's Stephanie sending a voice note there. Thank you so much, Stephanie. And Alfred Musiwe says, "Muhau wa mudimu kikweta ekakang." Muhau wa mudimu, muhau wa mudimu. And let me read what Masihu Kwenamo has written to us. Says, "Pastor Ray, after the pain, the shame, and anguish, God showed up and gave me the job that supports my passion. I am now permanently employed at Treasury." Hey, Masihu, congratulations, congratulations, and much blessings. And we say glory to the Father, Yahuwah Elohim. And Alfred
Masihu says, I am listening attentively. Alfred Masihu there, thank you so much. We really appreciate. And of course, in the background, people are saying, what is playing? This is Stephanie, man.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Oh, yes. Amen to that. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. That is Stephanie there. Wow, what a song. Stephanie, thank you so much. And then, of course, Mandla Nkosi says, good evening to your station. I am at work. I will listen tomorrow. God bless you. Okay, Mindlos. Okay, Mindlos. Mwahi.
Good afternoon, gentlemen in the studio. Brother Ray, greetings to all the listeners as well. This is Mwahi Litswini. I'm in Cape Town in Brackenfell. I'm listening. I'm very interested. This is a very burning conversation that you're having. To say people now worship their churches, worship their pastors, more than they actually worship, God. So when they give testimony, even to others or to their friends, when they give testimony, they will tell you about their church, they will tell you about their pastor, they will tell you about how things are happening in their church. They forget about the maker of all those miracles, who is the man behind all those performances. So the churches now, it's more like now they're competing with each other in terms of my church, in my church. And the other one will say, in my church, it's more like the competition is between these pastors and between these churches and between membership, how many people can we get under our roof than the people, the souls that we could get under our God. We are losing it slowly but surely, and if we continue with teachings this way, the next generation will be lost, because they wouldn't understand her testimony is about the living God and not necessarily about it's not Mudimo Rena doesn't exist in terms of a space. This building exists there. He exists everywhere. He's everywhere. Yeah. He says, where two or three are gathered in my name, I shall be in the midst of them. To where two or three doesn't say thousands, doesn't say millions, just two or three in my name. So Mudimo exists even beyond the walls of the churches. But people nowadays, they're testifying about churches. They're testifying about pastors. They're following pastors more than they're following God himself. They are telling the testimony of who Christ is about their pastors more than they would tell about who God is, about the experience and the touch that they had between them and God himself, about what God has done for them and their families. They forgot. They're actually thinking it's the pastor. They actually think it's a man behind. It's like the Israelites, some of them who thought it was Moses. And when Moses died, let me not preach.
Let's take another one, the last one. Justin, hi, welcome.
Hello.
Hello, ma'am. How are you?
Lekai.
Riten lekai me.
Riten.
Hey. Umo radio pulpit in.
Your call has been placed on hold. Please wait.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Your call has been placed.
O ka bua le nna theosa wireless ko wena ka ntlheo. Kutlweletse theosa wireless ka mo. Yes, ma'am.
Ke nne wa ntse o bua ka mmoto.
Yes, ma'am.
Ke rata paka ka mmoto. Gore mmoto o le ilo tse kgolo mo bophelong ba ka, Brother Ray, ke sa rutega. Ga o ka bona today mmereko ko berekang o ka se dumele. Ke leboga Modimo ka tsela e makatsang, Brother Ray, ke a leboga. Bye.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much. Jabu, sese kona? Sipo?
Yabo mfundisi nkona. Nkona mfundisi mlalele. Mnampukulayi mlalele.
Yeah. Guti nekcineni mfo. Ngunikeza nje 10 seconds. Kuluma nami.
Witse mkosi mfundisi uthi ukufika kaJesu testimony kaNkulunkulu ukuthi uyithandile ize kangaka. It brought salvation to us and all the miracles and wonders. Kumbula mfundisi nangamazi uJesu ngisibumnyameni kodwa ukufika kwevangeli kwaletha amandla kaNkulunkulu. Today I can know the name of the Lord Yeshua Mashiach. That is because of the testimony that I had with God is great indeed in my life.
Absolutely. Jabu, ekugcineni uthini? 30 seconds.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu ngokusifundisa about the testimony. So from now on, every one of us, let us be encouraged that we have a testimony. The truth that we have got Jesus Christ living within us, that gives us a testimony. So let us go out there and declare the praises and the greatness and the power of our God upon our lives, so that people's lives can be changed.
Absolutely there. Josepha Nwamba, mfundisi wamina, uthi uhambe kahle pastor wamina, uJehova abe nawe, anigcine nefamily yakho yonke. Khanimambo pastor wamina, khanimambo mfundisi wamina, nakuwe makube njalo. Michelle says, Elohim be with you always and forevermore. Protection and the whole family. Love you, we love you too. Lindiwe Dlalisa says, my testimony was to repent and turn to God. Lindiwe, I am so blessed to hear from you. I'm so blessed to hear from you that you say what you are saying there. And then Basotho.
Ngibulise Radio Pulpit abafundisi uta esikwenza ezindlini zethu ezenza ukuthi siqoshe abazalwane emabandleni. Yiko abazalwane namhlanje bakhiya mabathi bazo obalethile imikhuleko bazovuselelwa bayenzeni. Khosi umzalwane uyasaba ngoba indlu yakhe ayikho kulesa standard lesa salomzalwane omelapha wa-testifya ngekhabethe lemali engaka wa-testifya ngaloku ngaloku. Asisa-testifyi ngoNkulunkulu ukuthi umuhle kangakanani, umusa wakhe ungakanani upon our lives. Sesi-testifya ngezinto ezibambekayo. Ngiyabonga Brother Ray, ngibonga ukwazana nani nokuthi sifunda kangakanani. Ngiyabonga. Unkulunkulu anibusise.
Besutho, thank you so much. Siyabonga, siyabonga kakhulu. Unkulunkulu akubusise. Lindiwe, I pray for you. May the Father encourage you and keep you. And take that direction to repent and to turn to the Father. Take that direction. And of course, we can't take any calls anymore. The lines are ringing and buzzing, but it's time to go. Sipho, thank you so much. Ubakhonze ekhaya, Baba.
We love you so much. I'm learning from you. May God bless you and enlighten you and give more territory to tell, to testify against the name. I mean, with the name of Jesus Christ, indeed, is our name.
Yehuwah, our Elohim, be praised forever. And Jabu, thank you so much, buddy.
Mshate.
Thank you, Pastor. Tobela, mshate, tobela.
Hallelujah.
Aha. Thank you so much. And then next week, I've already sent you the topics to what we are talking about next week. And it's going to be wonderful. And I think we should talk about when our faith is tested. I'm touching on that. Thank you so much. And much blessings to you. And thank you. We'll talk again next week. Shalom.
Thank you.
And thank you for the calls. Thank you for listening. Thank you for praying for us. Thank you for being patient with us. We know that you know better than us, but thank you for being patient with us. We really appreciate. To the King above all else, Yehusha HaMashiach, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. By his Holy Spirit, he continues to guide us into all truth. Shalom.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. or WhatsApp 067-429-7564. Or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.